Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy in order to remember, integrate, embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And this episode is dedicated to the Pisces full moon lunar eclipse that is happening on Sunday the 7th, 2:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:09 on the West Coast, and 6:09 p.m. in the evening Central European Time. So it is a powerful moon. We are in eclipse season. And this moon is, let's see, where shall we begin? Let's begin with the beginning. Pisces is the sign that is connected to the 12th house. The 12th house is the house of secrets, mysteries, the unseen, the subconscious, everything that basically is running the show beneath our awareness, karma, all of that is the 12th house. The 12th house has to do with our woundings, with our deep-seated patterns and programs that we are here to overcome. Remember, little reminder, when I speak about astrology, I speak about astrology as a template, as from a Kabbalistic perspective, from a holistic perspective, and I don't view it as a fatalistic, oh, the planets are doing this, so this is what I must do. No. This perspective, this viewpoint, is so we can understand the energy, learn how it works with our energy, and learn how to master it so we can transcend it. The purpose of astrology is to be able to transcend the energies, the energetic template that you chose in your natal chart and how it interacts and interrelates with the cosmic cycles that are happening at any given moment. This is the perspective of this episode, and anytime you hear me on social media, you hear me speak about astrology, that is the perspective that we are using to frame astrology. Pisces is a very deep and mystical sign, very dreamy, very intuitive, ruled by Neptune. Pisces is the fish, and it's the two fish, one swimming one way, one swimming the other. Piscean energy, deeply intuitive, deeply emotional, whereas Cancer is the waters of creation, the divine mother. Pisces is the cosmic waters. It is that desire to melt into nothing, and in that nothing, in that infinite expanse that is creation, knowing that you are whole and complete. Where Pisces gets in trouble is often they cannot be grounded because they have a hard time being in the body because they're so out there. They're so in the feelings, in the emotions, in the spiritual. They can feel energy very, very easily, and they can easily take on energies. So Pisces has to be very careful and cleanse their energy. Pisces rules the feet. So Pisces energy in its highest octave is about grounding celestial higher frequencies in our physicality, in our human experience. Because it is wonderful to be able to channel and connect to the higher frequencies and the Pleiades and whatnot. It is wonderful. And if our life is a hot mess in the day-to-day mundane, or if we are trying to escape our humanity, our human experience with spirituality or with whatever, because Pisces also has the shadow of escapism, so they can easily become addicted to substances and all kinds of things because they are attempting to numb and avoid their physicality, because our society has trained us to think that to be physical, to actually have physical needs, is a bad thing. That is the first program we are unraveling at this time. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the material world, with our physical experience, with your body. I'm going to say that again. There is absolutely nothing wrong with your physical experience, with this earth, with being material, with your body. Nothing. And that is the magic of Pisces. Because Pisces, this moon can bring us into that deep awareness and knowing of our interconnectedness, our interrelatedness, our oneness with all that is, has been, and will be. There is no need to feel that we must be anywhere except where we are. Where you are right now is absolutely 100% where you need to be. There is no, oh, well, I could have done that better, or what about last week, or, you know, no. When I have X number of whatever, you know, in the bank, or this job, or this husband, this wife, whatever, then I'll be happy. No. Because we are infinite consciousness, infinite oneness, connected and interconnected with everything and everyone, everything serves us, serves as a mirror, serves as a guide, serves as a lesson for our expansion, for our ascension, for our evolution, for our growth, for our soul to experience itself and express itself in our highest light. This is this energy. This energy is also amplified, deeply amplified by the eclipse. The eclipse is showing us, and probably quickly removing, illusions, because Pisces, ruled by Neptune, planet of illusions, removing the veils from our insight, from our intuition, from our knowing, from our wisdom, removing the veils that are keeping us attached and enslaved to certain ways of thinking, being, doing that are not serving us. If something is being removed in your life, if you are being shown something and it is deeply triggering you at this time, congratulations. That is a good thing, because you are being shown what it is that you need to face. And if you face it and transcend it, you will level up. You will evolve. And your life will be a million times better than if you hadn't gone down that rabbit hole. But what does that require? That requires us having deep faith in the divine. Deep faith in ourselves. Remember how I said Pisces is infinite oneness? We are not disconnected, disassociated from the divine. Having faith in the divine is having faith in yourself. It is having faith in the earth beneath your feet, in the wind, in everything that is around us. The moment we fall into the trap of looking at other beings, or looking at our experience, or looking at something that we did and somehow making that a bad thing. Oh, we don't deserve to be happy because when we were three, we shit the bed. I don't know. We can all come up with our situation where we quote unquote shit the bed. All of that is just a story we tell ourselves to justify our lack of confidence, our lack of courage, and to justify remaining stuck where we are. Because some people can be very attached to the status quo, to the way things are, because they are too afraid to evolve beyond it. Because evolving beyond it means it can mean a whole myriad of things. It can mean you're not going to be loved, you're not going to be accepted, you're going to be ostracized. Remember, many of us have had lifetimes where we have been cast out because we were quote-unquote different, because we had healing gifts. The witch wound is very real. The intuitive wound, the healer wound, very real. The sister or brother wound, very real. As well as the mother and the father wounds. All of that are very real karmic imprints we hold in our energy field, in our physical bodies as well. So during this moon, during this eclipse, we are really having that opportunity to shed the veils, to really allow ourselves to see clearly if we choose to see clearly. This moon is happening at 15 degrees. 15 degrees is the number 6 in numerology, Gematria. And it is the number that is associated with Mother Mary, Divine Mother. It is associated with healing and Archangel Raphael. It is associated with the Tiferet, the heart and the Hathor chakra. It is divine harmony, cosmic beauty. It is pure love, unconditional love. It has to do with the family, with lineage healing, with the arc line that connects us to our destiny. And destiny, your mission, is something that is given to you. And it is something that is given to you when you are ready. Many of us are out there chasing things, chasing status, chasing whatever, I don't know, a job, or chasing our mission. Thinking that somehow our mission is somewhere outside, out there, beyond us. Your mission is right where you are. And your mission is given to you. The more that you open and the more that you align with your soul, the more that you choose to let go of the veils and purify and shed the layers and the stuff that isn't yours, the karmas, the traumas, all of that. The more we're willing to shed, the more we are gifted deeper insight into what our mission is. And our mission is simply unveiling and revealing and embodying and sharing the light that you are. And this can manifest in a variety of ways. It can be being a mother. It can be being a wife. It can be being a sister. It can be being a friend in that moment to that person who really needs you. It can be your work. Some of us are very gifted that we love what we do and it's our soul's calling and that's what our soul loves to do. Wonderful. But even if your quote unquote job is not what you like to do and is not what really fills your soul, it's still your mission. Because somewhere in that world, in those interactions, you have the ability and the opportunity to share the light that you are and inspire someone, awaken someone. This doesn't mean you go all crazy and start talking, you know, all kinds of frequency, you know, alien, whatever stuff. It means you share your heart. Share your heart without an agenda. Pisces is the fish. It's the noon. It's the waters of the unseen, and has taken to mean Christianity. And the biggest problem I have with any organized religion, anyone, is the arrogance it takes for you to basically go out and tell someone that they're living their life wrong and that you, the path that you know, is the way. To me, that is the biggest, whether it's spirituality, whatever it is, the biggest red flag for me is someone proselytizing, the arrogance that it takes. to tell someone that they're doing something quote unquote wrong. Bitch, you don't know. Who are you? Who endowed you with the all-knowingness to be able to tell any other being that they are doing wrong? It's the height of conceit to think that we know how best someone else can live their life. This is why Yeshua, his original teachings were Gnostic, they were mystic. They had to do with knowing yourself on a fundamental level. It had to do with service. It had to do with humility. It wasn't about conversion. It wasn't about telling other people you need to follow me. No. He went out and he shared wisdom and allowed it to spark whatever needed to be sparked in the person in front of him. He loved the person in front of him. He shared the love of the divine through his words. Mary Magdalene, she embodied that Christ light, that consciousness. And we have to get away from associating Christ consciousness, Christ light with religion. Religion is what distorted the teachings.
It's not the same thing.
It's absolutely not the same thing. The embodied wisdom shared by Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, Miriam, I'm going to call her by her true name, Mariam. These were mystical traditions, oral traditions, wisdom traditions. And they were shared to aid whoever was in front of them in their soul's growth and expansion, in the deeper embodiment of wisdom, of soul, of light, and the sharing of that light. It was all about purifying the vessel, and this has to do with mission, because remember, I'm talking about mission. Because if you are not ready, if your vessel, your body is your vessel, your life is your vessel, your home is a vessel, if your vessel is not ready, let's just say you are supposed to be delivering cookies, but your car is crammed with junk. There is trash, there is empty, you know, containers, there is, you know, dog fluff, I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff in there. How exactly can you deliver the beautiful cookies, the delicious cookies, if your vessel, the container for that, is gunked up with all kinds of nonsense? You can't. This is why, for these ancient mystics, the purification of the vessel was so important. It wasn't because the body was dirty. It wasn't because there was something wrong with the body. It was because they understood the function of the vessel is to contain the light. And if we are triggered, if we have karmas, if we have programs running in the background that needed to be, you know, reformatted and removed 10 years ago, we're not going to have the space to house the blessings that we are meant to receive and meant to share. The number 6 is connected to that mission, to receiving, being open enough to receive that mission, to being clear to receive that mission. It is connected to Shekhinah, the Divine Feminine Presence, and to our spiritual practice, to awakening to our power to heal. Healing, you know, sometimes it sounds like it's such a daunting thing. Activation. Healing is us allowing ourselves to shed and remove the old, what no longer serves us, what has not been functional in our lives and hasn't steered us in the right way for decades. Being willing to let go and surrender and trust that something else, something beautiful, something greater is going to come in its place.
This is Pisces. Pisces is the eternal optimist, the great dreamer, because they believe in all of the goodness in life. A Pisces will believe that you are the greatest thing until they don't. But let's focus on the light of Pisces. Pisces will see and believe in the highest good in you. This is how deeply you must believe in the highest good that exists within you, because it does. It's in there. It might be buried. It might be behind some old trunks that need to be tossed out and put on the curb, but it's there. That spark of the divine, that flame, is within you. It's there. No matter how gunky things are, it's just got to clear the space. It's fine. It's not a big deal. This is just very, very potent energies. And I keep coming back to faith, belief in yourself, belief in divine mother, father, whatever you call that divine essence. It doesn't matter. Because the more we try to separate ourselves and put categories and labels and stickers and no, well, I'm this and no, but I can't be friends with you because you're that, you're missing the point. Missing the absolute point, which is that respect, that love for everything that is around us, everyone that is around us. Doesn't mean you're all huggy and lovey and, you know, all up in everybody's business and thinking everyone is your best friend. You do need boundaries, because Pisces, y'all need some boundaries. Boundaries are good, okay? But what do we need to set clear boundaries? We need discernment. We need to have wisdom. Virgo, discernment, Virgo. The opposite, the polarity of Pisces. In order to be able to create the boundaries that allow us to expand. Because yes, boundaries, proper boundaries, can allow you to expand because they allow you to hold your energy. If not, your energy is going to be leaky all over the damn place, and you're not going to be able to contain the mission, the blessings, etc. We have the moon in conjunction with the North Node, which is, as I mentioned, the mission, the soul purpose. In a trine with Jupiter, we have the ability to expand deeply in terms of our intuition, in terms of our emotions, in terms of the depth of our ability to manage our emotions. And by manage your emotions, I don't mean you stuff them down. I mean to be able to understand what is at the bottom, at the root of whatever it is that your emotions are showing you. Your emotions are your guide during this moon. Any Pisces season. Your emotions are your guide. They are the greatest gifts and the greatest clues. Your energy field, knowing how to keep it clean and pristine, Virgo. Sun is in Virgo. And that allows you, that clarity in the physical allows the emotional world to be clear so you can properly receive the intuitive hits and the channelings and the wisdom that you are here to receive. Pisces is very deep. Do not be afraid to go into the depths. Don't be afraid to expand. Creation is expansion. Purification again. Allowing the sediment, what is in the muddy water, to rise up, to be cleansed. Knowing that all of it is feeding and nurturing you. All of it is feeding your expansion. We have Uranus that is applying pressure on Mercury. And that means that there's a disruption, a deep disruption in how we think. we have an accelerated capacity to process, to think, to express, communicate, to see, to engage with the world in a very different way. We will be experiencing aha moments and deep, deep revelations and deep transformation, because Uranus is that planet of Kundalini awakenings, of an expansion, a disruption, an innovation in the way we view the world. It is a potent time. Potent, potent, potent energy. I encourage you to take the time to ground. We are shifting timelines very, very quickly. We are merging timelines. We are experiencing quantum shifts in what we receive and in how we need to do things. And sometimes, or oftentimes, it's okay to take a break and to pause. Pause. You don't need to do everything right now, right now. There is a tendency in our society that we must be always on the go, always unveiling something new. No. Sometimes we need to nurture the unseen. Cultivate what is within and allow it to be revealed when it is time. Do not rush. Do not rush things. If something is being removed, let it be removed. But don't rush to fill the void. Allow what needs to be placed into that space to be revealed to you. In trust and in faith. Pisces is the cosmic womb, the deep mystical waters of creation. So we are returning to that infinite oneness. And as we dissolve into this infinite oneness, we cannot remain in the water because we have to ground. Remember, we chose to be incarnated as human beings at this time. We chose it. We chose our lineage. We chose our culture. We chose the language. All of the things we chose because they hold a frequency. They hold an energetic template, your natal chart, an energetic template that we wanted to play with and experience and transcend. So we merge with the cosmic wisdom, and then we emerge from the waters into the material world and allow what the wisdom that we have received to translate into the material, to be grounded into the material, to be seeded, birthed, manifested. The way a child is conceived, first it is an energy that is around you. Then there is the union, the physical union of the mother and father that creates the container, the space for the egg to meet the sperm and for that soul to be incarnated and gestated in the feminine body. And in the womb, it expands and it grows and it multiplies and its cells expand until it's ready to be born into the physical world. This is the same with your ideas. It's the same with your project. This is the same with everything you wish to manifest. It is seated in the waters of your womb. It is there. But are we clearing the space to allow it the space to expand and to grow and to evolve in order to be birthed and shared with the world? How are we translating the wisdom and the light that we are into the physical world, into our experience? How are we sharing it? How are we birthing it? Remember, the mission is not about you. It's not about me. It's about how is this serving creation, serving the divine? How is this an expression of divine presence through this book, through this song, through this whatever? How is this
expanding creation? How is it growing? How is it evolving?
How am I embodying and radiating and igniting that spark of creation within myself and within others? Everything is about the collective, knowing that we are interconnected. It's not just about us. It's not about the ego. It's not about the lesser self. It's about having the humility to know that we are sparks of the divine in infinite interrelatedness with everything that is, has been, and will be. And from that space, knowing that we are that light and connected with everything, from that space, having confidence in our interconnectedness with the divine, we move. Not to gratify ourselves. Not to say, oh, well, we have the biggest house on the block or the fanciest, I don't know, ring. Doesn't matter. We are learning to experience life from that perspective of oneness. And feel into what would the world look like? What would it feel like if we transformed ourselves to that point where we could see ourselves in everything around us? How would we move in the world? How would we expand? How would we create? How would we embody love? Full moons are a time of illumination and fruition. How can we allow the unknown, the unseen, what has been hidden, to show us what we need to do? What actions do we need to take? How can we evolve? How can we purify our vessel? How can we sanctify our vessel? A vessel without the light cannot evolve. A vessel with just light, that is just containing that light for itself, eventually shatters. But a vessel that understands it is a vessel for the light and shares that light, expands that light. And in that act of expansion and that strengthening of the vessel, we are receiving, we are generating, we are giving, and we are given more light. Our soul, pure Pisces energy, longs to be in union, longs to be in oneness, merged with the infinite consciousness of creation. And that soul knows that it is incarnated to share. This is the beauty of this moon. So no matter how intense it is, breathe, drink water, nourish yourself. Take it easy, slow down. If you are being redirected, just tune into your heart. Make sure that you're not allowing yourself to give in to fear, that you're truly aligning with what is it that is in your highest good. What would be the highest expression in this moment for you? What is it that you need to work on? What is it that you need to expand on? What is it that you need to receive? What is it that you need to give? All of these are wonderful questions to journal about and to ask for guidance on. Connect with your spirit guides. All you need to do is take a few deep breaths, align with the infinite light of creation, the golden light of Shekhinah, and ask, what is it in this moment that I need to do for my highest good, for the highest expansion of my soul, for the deeper embodiment of wisdom? What is it that I need to do? Show me, and then pay attention. Because if you are hesitant about something, and if you feel that that's what you need to do, but then, you know, you're kind of like feeling like you're caught in fear, ask yourself, is this fear? Or is there something greater I'm supposed to be doing that needs my full attention? Remember, when we have scattered energy, when our energy and our focus is scattered, it's that much more difficult to cement and to ground the energy that you're here to birth. So do your best to streamline your focus. Pisces likes to do everything because everything is expansion in all directions. However, in the human physical world, in the earthly experience, channeled energy is what we need. The channeling of our energy is what will actually benefit us in grounding the higher frequencies in our experience. So work on grounding. Grounding is very important. Work on purification of your vessel, of your mind, of your emotions. Breath work is wonderful. Lots of water. Nourish your body. Your vessel needs fuel. And there is no one thing that you can eat that makes it work for you. It might be different. You might need to switch things up. I don't know. But your body knows. If your body is lethargic, it is telling you something. Your body is constantly giving you clues and hints. And if you don't listen to the little ones, oh, I get a headache after I eat this, but you keep eating it, it's going to get worse. So pay attention to your body. Sit your bum on the earth, go out, and if there is a body of water near you, enjoy that body of water. Spend time amongst nature and hugging the trees and really connecting with the earth. That is what's going to really help during this eclipse season and during this Pisces moon. Grounding, very important. Love your feet. Pisces rules the feet. Love your feet. Give yourself a massage. Anoint your feet. Your feet walk this earth. They walk your mission. And they ground you and connect you to the earth. Your feet are so important. Give your feet some love. Enjoy this time. These energies are, they're here for us to work with. So enjoy the energy, receive the wisdom, have a blessed, blessed full moon. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. Don't forget to listen to the sound activation for this moon. All of that is linked below. You can follow me on social media at Audia Lara and at Embodying the Shekhinah on Instagram and at Audia Lara on YouTube. All of that is linked below. And if you are in Atlanta and happen to be listening to this before the evening of the 5th, do join me for a sound activation. The Eventbrite link is below.